today's edition of Politics, we'll talk about what the Pegasus list and what Rahul Gandhi's name figuring in the list of potential hacking targets tells us. Well, it tells us one thing, that there is something about Rahul Gandhi that makes him so important, so relevant, consistently, constantly, and there is this undying importance attached to Rahul Gandhi. For a leader who has single-handedly weighed his party down, for a leader who's not ever known for his electoral or political prowess, and for a leader who's perhaps even mocked, he's among the most mocked politicians, there is a lot of relevance, a lot of importance that his rivals, his opponents attach to him. In fact, it somewhat seems like an obsession. And, you know, at the very outset, let's clarify that the Pegasus scandal, we don't know who's behind it, we don't know who authorized the alleged hacking attempts. We don't know if the center authorized them or not. But if you look at the larger issue, if you look at a larger approach towards Rahul Gandhi, there seems to be a lot of importance attached to him, especially by the BJP, especially by a powerful prime minister like Narendra Modi. Now, the BJP itself has dismissed Rahul Gandhi consistently. They have said that he's irrelevant, that he's a non-starter, that he's not important, that he's not significant, and yet the BJP spends considerable part of its energy, considerable part of its time making this leader important, giving him all the importance. For Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Rahul Gandhi has been an important pole of his politics, an important pole of his electoral campaigns. He's constantly attacking Rahul Gandhi, he's constantly targeting Rahul Gandhi, which is strange considering that yesterday, in fact, in an internal party meeting, the Prime Minister said that the Congress is a declining force. So why does the Prime Minister spend so much time attacking not even the President, a former President of a declining force? If you go back to the Lok Sabha elections of 2019, you'll see that ahead of the elections, the Prime Minister had created this binary of Kamdar versus Namdar, which was essentially to draw a distinction between himself, who he claims is someone who's risen through the ranks, who's grounded, versus someone like Rahul Gandhi, who has a silver spoon. Now, or was born with a silver spoon. Now, the Prime Minister may not name Rahul Gandhi, mostly he doesn't, he just says a Congress Neta or something like that, but Rahul Gandhi remains a very important component of his campaign. In fact, the 2019 Lok Sabha election campaign, also the 2018 December Assembly election campaigns by the Prime Minister had this binary at the heart of it. This binary of the Prime Minister being the Kamdar who works hard versus the Namdar, which is Rahul Gandhi, who is an entitled dynast. Essentially the kind of projection the Prime Minister wanted to make. In fact, before the Karnataka elections also in 2018, the Prime Minister had thrown some kind of a 15-minute linguistic challenge at Rahul Gandhi. So there are these, you know, various targets, various attacks that the Prime Minister makes at Rahul Gandhi, but it's not just him, it's the BJP at large. For Smriti Irani, for instance, who beat him in Amethi, she's constantly fielded to target Rahul Gandhi and to attack Rahul Gandhi, as are other spokespersons of the party on various issues, which becomes a bit puzzling considering the BJP on one hand wants to project Rahul Gandhi as this leader who's no match to the Prime Minister, who's irrelevant, who's almost a joke, and yet it spends so much time, so much energy, so much strategizing in trying to attack this one leader. Now, some BJP sources tell us that it's perhaps, you know, the strategy is to draw a sharp distinction between him and Narendra Modi. They say that constantly harping on Rahul Gandhi's failures, his faux pas, his bloopers, helps them draw this sharp distinction between Narendra Modi, who's a very powerful and popular leader. But even by that logic, even by that stretch, this seems excessive, almost bordering on some kind of fixation. In fact, if you look at the Pegasus list, for instance, Rahul Gandhi is among the rare opposition leaders who finds a mention. Besides, of course, there's Mamata Banerjee's nephew Abhishek Banerjee, and then there is poll strategist Prashant Kishore, and the aides of Congress leaders, senior Congress leaders like Kumaraswamy and Siddaramaiah. But there is a list of potential targets out there that has Rahul Gandhi's name, which means someone thought Rahul Gandhi's phone in the run-up to the 2019 elections was very crucial, would have all the information that that is needed, which is why a hacking attempt would be necessary. Mind you, they did not think the phones of say Ahmed Patel, who was the master strategist for the Congress party, or the all-powerful Sonia Gandhi were important, or for that matter, even the chief ministerial candidates of poll-bound states, the four poll-bound states in of December 2018, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, you know, the Congress went on to win these states. So it's not that these leaders were tapped. It was Rahul Gandhi who was allegedly on the list. And not just Rahul Gandhi, but his aides like Alankar Savai, his aides like Sachin Rao were also on the list. So there is some oddity there. Of course, Rahul Gandhi has used this entire Pegasus controversy to attack the Prime Minister politically. He's using this to project himself as a powerful leader who was snooped upon, and the Prime Minister is some insecure jassus. He's been tweeting a lot against the Pegasus scandal. So that, of course, is Rahul Gandhi's politics at this point. But the larger question remains, what is this undying importance of Rahul Gandhi? A leader who has ensured that his party keeps sinking into a bottomless pit, a leader who has been dismissed by his critics, by his rivals. I have also often written columns critical of Rahul Gandhi, a leader who perhaps even for many in his party is considered to be a liability, and yet he remains such an important pole of Indian politics, important enough to be the target of attacks, target of campaigns by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and important enough to be in the list of alleged hacking potential targets. This seems like a bit of an oddity. This seems like a bit of a puzzle. Rahul Gandhi, you can ridicule him, you can make fun of him, you can dismiss him, but then there is something about Rahul Gandhi that definitely keeps his opponents and his powerful critics and rivals hooked on to him. So much so that they're working very hard to keep Rahul Gandhi relevant, even as Rahul Gandhi himself is working even harder to make himself irrelevant. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politrix.